This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Have you ever seen a black bear up close?
No. Why would, no. I think it's a bad idea to get up close, real close.
It's really a yes or no question. You seem confused by the question.
Well, I'm just trying to think. I mean, I've done a lot of stupid things. And I was going through all the stupid things I've done in my life, and it takes some time.
That's a list, yeah.
But I don't think I've never cuddled with a black bear, no.
Well, David is more of a camper than you are.
Well, so have you ever wait a second.
All right, Eagle Scout. All right,
I did my fair share of camping, most of it when I was younger. DJ is still young. He's in his camping phase. That's cool.
I can appreciate that. DJ, have you had an experience with a black bear?
I mean, I've seen bear a couple of times, but no, never up close at all. Always, you know, a long ways away, there's a little black bear. Blob going across the field, that kind of thing.
To freak you out?
They don't like it when you call them blobs.
Well, no, not when they're that far away. Yeah. Especially black bears. They're scared of you. They don't want to come close.
Are they?
Yes.
Are they scared of us?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, and particularly, you know, you're up at some national park or in Canada or something. I think the one in St. Louis Park is obviously, you know, has a little more chutzpah, I think, if it's in St. Louis Park.
And I appreciate that. Yes, and chutzpah would be the right word if you're a black bear roaming the streets of St. Louis Park. Well, that's what happened. This story is crazy. A woman named Judy Hausman said she couldn't believe it. She caught a black bear on her surveillance camera walking through her yard on Sunday evening. Yeah, it was like 10 at night. She says by the time she got to the window, the 300-plus pound bear had disappeared. But she showed it to her husband. She said, we couldn't believe it. She saw the bear, turned around, and went back out again. She reported it to the DNR, but I guess there's probably nothing that they do, right? I don't imagine. She said she hasn't seen one in real life, but it was, you know, wandering around. And then she looked on Nextdoor. That's the, you know, like the website that the neighborhood websites. And someone else said that they had seen another bear off Hannon Lake. I don't know where that lake is, but they also reported it to the DNR. And I haven't seen one in Minnesota because I'm kind of urban girl. I don't camp. So, but growing up in New Jersey, and I know this might be shocking for you, every, I don't know, few months, they wouldn't let us out for recess. I grew up in northern New Jersey, but only 30 miles west of New York City. So I grew up in a suburb. But if you keep going another 30 miles, it was very much rural. And there was a lot of not only farmland, but there was a lot of woods and forests. And that was sort of a kind of an untamed. Now it's more built up, but sort of a more wild part of New Jersey. It is called the Garden State, my friends. There
That's
are
right.
gardens.
I know.
But every few months, they wouldn't let us out for recess, or they wouldn't allow us dismissal at the end of the day because there was a black bear on the playground, just roaming around on the playground, and they wouldn't let us go. So we all just kind of had to sit and wait out the bear because there is nothing they can do about that. So Heads up to my peeps in St. Louis Park. You might want to watch out for this one.
I think, you know, if you stay away from their cubs, generally you're okay. Yeah. Again, I've never had any real close encounters with bears that I can remember. And you wonder, why is there a black bear in St. Louis Park? And is it all the development in the suburbs, and the suburbs keep spreading outward, and, you know, we're forcing wildlife out of its natural habitats? And the smart bears know to, you know, if you're in Anoka County, just keep going north. If you're in
Buffalo, they know that.
If you're in Wright County, go west, right? Don't go towards the downtowns. You know, I think you want to move away from the downtowns. But I
don't know. But apparently we're very yummy in St. Louis Park, or the garbage is delicious. Mm. Something like that. So crazy story about great video. You can see it at WCCO.com on the Star Tribune or WCCORadio.com. Crazy video about the black bear in the backyard. So watch out, everyone. And I'm going to, you know, keep an eye out when I let my little puppers out running around the backyard, because she's definitely a good snack.
It's good to be careful. All right. Hey, Jor, you know who's coming next? The one and only Stephen Belton, president, CEO of the Urban League Twin Cities. We have some questions for Stephen, and he's not shy about sharing his opinions, as you will see when we come back next. Paul and Jordana and DJ and you, thanks for joining us. A little bit of breaking news. It isn't a reality yet, but Elon Musk, who just bought Twitter, says that he's going to bring the former president Donald Trump back onto the Twitter platform if he wants to come back. And so he doesn't own it yet. A few months until he closes on this. But I'm just curious, and we want to get your opinion. Text us for now, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Does this leave you euphoric? Does it leave you deliriously happy? Does it leave you with a sense of foreboding? What do you think about that breaking news? Stephen Belton, hate to ambush you with this, but we hit you with a lot of stuff that's fresh breaking. And so, we want to get your opinion. What do you think of Donald Trump back on Twitter?
Well, hello, Jordana and Paul.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
I'm kind of used to. I kind of joined this call with my flak jacket on because I'm kind of used to your ambush question. I have to tell you, I'm sort of nonplussed about the whole announcement of what Elon Musk intends to do with bringing former President Trump back. But I will also share that I don't miss the way that. I don't miss the way that Trump dominated the headlines at all. I don't miss being sort of caught up in his, you know, in his whirlwind of tweeting every day and all that meant. But you know, if he comes back, he comes back. If he doesn't, he doesn't. It's okay. So I'll live with it. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that, like checking Twitter with like this apprehension, like, oh God, what did he say now? What do we have to deal with today? You know, I would check it so trepidatiously because I was like, what's this new storm going to be like? So, I mean, it was a lot of drama and sometimes entertaining, but I hear you, Stephen. We all did. Well, I mean, I guess we had to. He was the president of the United States. You know, we all were reactionary to his whims.
And his fans said that, look, you're cutting off free speech, when in fact it was under the terms and conditions of Twitter, which is not a government entity. It is a private platform, privately owned. And apparently the former president violated the terms by inciting violence. So
I don't believe for a moment that Elon Musk is doing this because he's a champion of free speech. I think Elon Musk is a champion of capitalism, and I think it's good for his platform and for his new business. If in fact the deal goes through, to have the president come back, whether or not he supports Trump politically, I don't know and don't care. But what this does is catalyze a lot of interest. It creates, he becomes even more of a lightning rod for public interest in commentary, and that will drive business to Twitter.
Yeah.
It sure does. It sure does.
Okay.
Stephen, we also had this conversation yesterday. I wanted to get your take on high-speed internet. Yesterday, the Biden administration said 48 million, and I'm astounded that it's so many, but 48 million low-income households that don't have access. That's why I'm astounded, because 48 million don't have access. That's more than 10% of our country high-speed internet. And they are revealing that they are going to give them access to high-speed internet and cap the cost at $30 a month for households that qualify. You know, the president says high-speed internet is a necessity, and Paul and I agree. Paul said it was like water. It's you have to have it now, and I think I agree with all of those things. So how will that impact even people in our community? Are we one of the communities affected that don't have high-speed internet? In certain areas?
Yeah, absolutely.
Areas?
Absolutely. Okay. So they're a third of, it's actually 34% of black adults in the United States have no broadband high-speed internet access. But equally disturbing, this is a kind of a two-headed snake here. You need both broadband access, but you also need a device in order to be able to access it, because, you know, having one without the other doesn't get you anywhere. And so part of what the Biden proposal does, some of the plans that would be operated will offer, discounts on devices. But I think it's the device that's going to be equally important. Here's what we learned at the Urban League during the pandemic. So, you know, think about February of 2020 or 2021, I've lost track of time, when everything shut down here in Minnesota and across the country, the Urban League had to go remote. We had to start doing everything that we were doing. We had to start doing it remotely and digitally. And what we discovered is that while we were able to do it, meaning our staff, we're able to get laptops, we're able to convert our programs that we had been doing online, that we had been doing in person to online. What we discovered was that our clients were not able to do it, and they were not keeping up with us. And because what was happening is we were learning that families were operating, when you could have a four or five person family, sometimes even larger, with a single or maybe two devices in their possession. And often that was a cell phone, and even more, that cell phone was one that was operated on these sort of, you purchase a block of minutes by the month kind of plan. That's no way to get it done, particularly when you have parents and adults who are trying to work perhaps remotely, children who are in education, who are in school, trying to do that remotely. It simply wasn't working. And so broadband internet access was only part of the equation. The other half was having a device that would help it done. And by the way, Jordana, my understanding of the Biden program is that it doesn't cap the cost of $30, but will produce programs that would be capped at $30. And so, meaning that it doesn't say that you can only charge up to $30 to provide internet access, but rather it provides some programs that would, some plans that would have a $30 option. What I'm concerned about with some of those plans is whether they get all the bells and whistles that you and I are accustomed to with our internet service provider.
Stephen, real quick question here. We're running out of time. Wish these segments were longer, but $500 million going out to frontline workers who kept the wheels on the bus literally during the pandemic. Now the question is, who qualifies as a frontline hero? Do you have any thoughts? For me, it's apparent healthcare workers, that's a no-brainer. But a lot of other people also stepped up and kept things going. What do you think about that? Who should get checks?
I think our memories are really short, but I just remember how dependent I was on everybody from the FedEx and UPS and United States Postal Service who were delivering stuff to us, the people who stayed open at the drugstores, all of these people who were engaged and who did not have a choice but to engage ought to be considered in there. And so personally, I say, yep, all the money is well spent. We owe them this thanks. And then our memories need to be a little stronger, a little more robust. We need to be a little bit more grateful now that we seem to be over the hump in recognizing the people who made great sacrifices. Some of these people died, Paul and Jordana, because they had to work and because they got COVID. And I think we should never forget that.
Yeah.
Agreed. And amen. and also we know that your brother was also somebody who died during the pandemic, and we think about him and we remember him, and honor him by honoring the workers that did help out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for saying that.
No problem. Yeah. Stephen, the one thing we didn't address today, and maybe we can do this next week, something called digital redlining was something I learned about recently. I'm sure you're familiar with it, as we are with redlining and housing, but maybe we can talk a little bit about that next week and how that affects marginalized communities.
I'd love to do that. It's one more way that it's something that can easily be unpacked and addressed, but it is an insidious problem. Happy to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe next week. Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Belton, the president and CEO of the Urban League Twin Cities. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome. Good to be with you, as always. Bye.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that. It's not something I fully understand, but I want to know more, and it's happening in our community. Just another example of inequity, inequality, racism, structural racism that has been going on, and I want people to know more about it, including myself.
Yeah. I hesitate bringing this up, but what's coming up in today's terrible trivia, Jordana? What? How? We keep finding new and exotic ways to be wrong.
We talked about the black bear, the animal sighting at the top of the hour. David has written us a quiz about crazy animal sightings.
Oh.
So we'll have some fun with that. Play along with us.
Awesome. Barsh Terrell.
That's Shaq, right?
Charles Barkley. Yeah.
Shaq? Oh, Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley, yeah.
Funny. Funny stuff.
It's true, too.
Okay, so... Yeah. So animal trivia, because of in honor of the black bear roaming around St. Louis Park. And by the way, I had a texter that told me, hold on, Jor, it's probably a Jewish bear looking for kosher scraps.
Oh,
I said, yes,
really?
He knew where to come.
Wow.
He is a religious bear, and he was looking for, because we have a lot of Jewish people in St. Louis Park, so he has good taste.
Interesting theory.
Yeah.
Sounds a little
smart.
Conspiratorial to me, but what do I know? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Get used to that. Okay. I know that sound. Thank you.
All right. So we're doing trivia about weird animal sightings. And I really do hope you see that bear at some point in St. Louis Park. Maybe it'll make a stop at your house. That would be fun.
No thanks.
Nice.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm delicious. That's why I don't swim in the ocean. The sharks know.
The white dog Nala would not be happy.
All right. Well, since the bear is closer to you, we'll start with you today, Jordana. First question, again, these are crazy animal sightings. It was the Great Goat Escape. Two goats were spotted wandering around the streets of a major city in the U.S. Just this past Thursday morning, they were caught on camera and reported on a one of these, like, Nextdoor neighbor websites or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the police came and were rescued the goats and shoved them into their squad car. Can you believe that? Like, pushed them into the back of the squad car.
Video.
And
mm-hmm.
they still don't know, like, where they were from or how they got loose in this major city. What major city were those two goats loose in? Jordana, Philadelphia, Orlando, or New Orleans?
Oof.
Orlando, because anything can happen in Florida.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, except for the goats. No, it was actually in Philadelphia.
That's
two
perfect.
Goats on the loose.
That's the Philly I know.
Yeah. Perfect. Yay. I would have said, go ahead.
You would have, I just figured, you know, if it was Philly, people would have just slaughtered him in the streets and put him on a spit, well, you know, that's the Philadelphia way. Make a euro out of him or something.
Or if you're in Portland, that's a normal thing. I saw somebody walking their pet goat in Portland one time.
Oh, well, that makes sense in Portland.
Portland's
that makes
weird.
Sense.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Sounds like it'd be a good cheesesteak, though.
All right, well, we're off to a good start on terrible trivia
yeah,
today.
Yeah. Way to
Paul,
go, Trevor.
Are you ready to fail?
Yes, I'm ready to fail. Thank you. That's a great way of teeing it up.
What animal literally ran between Max Kepler's legs during a Twins game at Target Field in 2019? An animal on the loose, on the field, and ran right in the five hole, as they say, as Max Kepler was on the field. Was that a rabbit? Or a squirrel or a raccoon?
I thought it was a squirrel.
Is that your guess? Or
that's
just
my
your
guess.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's
yeah.
right. That's right. The worst part of that is the video of the squirrel. They're chasing it, and then the squirrel runs in the outfield, and then there's this like perfect squirrel little shaped hole in the back of the outfield, which is whoop, and it's gone. So they keep playing the game, but that squirrel just went. To wherever squirrels go at Target Field. I don't know. It's got its spot. It's got its home.
It's still on the lamb. It's still on the loose.
Better than the rats of the Metrodome, I would say.
All right, hit me.
All right, Jordana, what animal was killed in Minnesota by a deer hunter in 2020?
Oh, boy.
Was it a shark or an alligator or a zebra?
Oh, God.
What? This is true. A deer hunter in Minnesota.
In Minnesota?
Killed one of those three animals.
What? Good grief.
I'm going to say it was an alligator because sometimes people flush. Yeah. Okay. They flush them and they somehow get into the lakes or whatever.
Do you know where?
Yeah.
Where was it?
It did not say where in the article I was reading, but it said this. It's not like the only or first time this has happened because it's people
gators?
That have alligators as pets and a few get out or babies get out and then it's living somewhere for a while or whatever.
Or it gets too big and they put it in a lake or something crazy like that.
And so I don't think they can like live for generation and generation, but if one gets loose, it could be somewhere.
They can get through the winter?
No, they're cold-blooded.
Yeah, maybe they can't. Maybe that's the deal. They don't make it through the winter. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But shot by a deer hunter.
Crazy. Can you imagine seeing that while you're hunting?
Yeah, that would be frightening. Well, I'd rather see it while I'm hunting than going on a hike when I don't have a gun with me.
Good point. Good point. Yeah, good point.
Okay, Paul, how did two emus, or whatever the plural for emu is, I don't really know, but how did two emus we're going with end up on the loose in Chaska in 2017? Did they migrate from their natural home in Arizona? Did they escape from their, were they pets and escaped from their owners? Or did they jump off and escape from a circus train?
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with, they were pets and they escaped?
They were pets, yeah.
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 You don't think they, you don't think they migrated from their native home in Arizona?
No, I thought about that for a second, but
No, no. That
emus are from Australia, yeah, not Arizona.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be a long walk.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are doing okay. You guys doing okay?
Well, we suck a little less than yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday, we got nothing right.
That's true.
That's true.
Jordana, what animal escaped from the Minnesota Zoo in 2012 by floating out of its enclosure during flooding? There was like crazy flooding in 2012, and some animals got out, including what? A gorilla, a polar bear, or a hippo? Floated
the
out of their
enclosure. In Duluth.
This is the
gorilla.
Minnesota Zoo in the Twin Cities, yeah.
Okay, my options are gorilla,
polar bear, or hippo.
Come on, Jordan.
I'm going to say hippo.
No. Oh, Paul, do you know this?
Really?
I thought it was the polar bear.
It was the polar bear indeed. It like got it was, water was high enough that it escaped out of the enclosure during a flood. Isn't that wild?
They're mean, man. They'll eat you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not good to have a polar bear on the loose.
Yeah. Don't sweat the tornado.
That zoo is like right in the middle of the suburbs.
I know.
Too, like.
In Apple Valley. Yeah.
I know. I know. That's
Would they crazy. Sound the sirens? Probably not.
No. I mean, don't
you
think?
You're on your own.
Yeah, I bet there was people from the zoo standing by, and they got it pretty quick.
How does that happen?
Okay, sure.
Okay, one more. Paul, you ready?
Yeah.
What animal did I spot in my backyard earlier this week? Was it a badger, an albino squirrel, or a fox?
All three of those are viable.
Yep.
And
but which one? Just this last week, I saw this in my own backyard.
And you didn't mention this to either of us.
No.
To make it easy on me.
No, why would I do that?
Right.
I would say either albino squirrel.
You know I don't want you to win. Like, I want you to lose, right?
Yeah, I know you do.
He already won. I failed.
Yeah, well, that's true.
He already won.
I'll go with the albino squirrel because I've seen a few of those around, and they are cool.
That's correct. We actually spotted an albino squirrel, I mean, this week, but we saw an albino squirrel at our house. When we first saw our house, when we were house shopping, we got into this house that's now ours and looked into the backyard, and there was an albino squirrel. It was kind of like, I don't know, our like little sign of like, hey, maybe this is ours. And now, and then 2 weeks later after we bought the house, my wife ran over that albino squirrel.
Oh.
Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, she says she didn't, but she didn't see it, and then it was run over, so I think it was her.
No.
Yeah, but it's back. I mean, a different one is back, yeah.
A different one. We have one living in the park across the way from us, and almost every day on my walk, I see it, and I'm always in awe of it. They're so cool with the pink eyes, like, and this squirrel is very used to people. You know, he's running back and forth, collecting whatever he's collecting, his little nuts or whatever, and it's just so cool. It's what a bizarre,
just nature. Don't cuddle with it, okay? Just no cuddling with
any squirrel,
any animal really, other than your dog or cat.
It's just cool.
All right. Well, Paul,
that was fun. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
I had fun failing.
Yeah.
Thank members of the Academy.
Okay. Let's go.
It's a proud day.
Lucky.
It's rare.
When we get back, Mike Max is joining us. Wild host game 5 against the Blues tonight. Sports with Maxie next.
Going to shout when the Wild win tonight. Maxie Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. And again, after starting 4-8, the Twins have won 14 of the last 17 games.
Yeah.
They now are on top of the American League Central Division, 18-11 record, playing the Astros pregame right here at 6 o'clock on CCO. But the big story, and even bigger story than that, is the Wild. Maxie, bring us up to date. How are you doing, my friend?
Good. It's beautiful out here. You just mentioned 80 degrees. I'm sitting out on the patio at Eagle Bar and Grill on right at West 7th across the street from the Xcel Energy Center. Of course, we're still 3.5 hours away from dropping the puck, so it's a rather sedate, slow-moving crowd right now that'll pick up as the night moves on. And, of course, once you get inside the X tonight, about 8:30, it'll be rocking on this side of St. Paul for sure. It's an interesting game, Game 5. The Wild have basically elected not to make any major moves, it sounds like, going into this one. Go with what they've got. Question is, on St. Louis' side, how many healthy defensemen will they have? But Nick Leddy skated. Will he be ready to play? He's, of course, an Eden Prairie native who played at the University of Minnesota and has won a Stanley Cup. And so he's got some some experience in terms of these playoffs and what it takes. But this is really a critical game, because if you lose it, you can go back to St. Louis with a chance to end your season for the Minnesota Wild. So a lot of pressure on them tonight to get this one. And then you got to win one out of two to find a way to close out the series. But if you don't win tonight, you put yourself in a real pickle, because you're going to St. Louis on Thursday.
Yeah, no question.
Hey, Maxie, my kids were super excited yesterday because Rob Gronkowski visited their high school.
Yeah.
And I think you had him on the air last night.
Yeah, we were there yesterday. We were the only camera that was let in there. There was only media in there, right. So it was a fun day yesterday over there to see the Gronk and had a chance to spend some time with he and his brothers. And there's only one Gronk, and of course he's almost as famous for his commercials right now as he is for his play on the field. But Tom Brady is his quarterback, and Brady just got a 10-year, $375 million offer from Fox Sports that he's going to take, which assures that he'll be the lead analyst on NFL football. Once his playing days are over, whenever those end for Tampa. So that's a pretty good
deal. Yeah, because he'll need the cash. He'll need that cash, won't he?
Yes, exactly. Oh, he'll need it big time, yeah.
Rich get richer.
He and Gronk, of course, have always been joined at the hip because the two of them, in New England and now in Tampa together.
Do you know why he chose Hopkins? Yeah, do you know why he chose Hopkins? He also donated $15,000 to Women's Sports at Hopkins.
Yes, they do know. Oh, you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
No, so what happened was the Gronk was coming to town. He's got a lot of products. He's an entrepreneur. He's got one particular product. It's one of these, keeps your drink cold for 3 days or something like that. So he was going to meet with some people in Minneapolis about it. And the person that was putting that deal together to get Gronk and his people, so they might carry this on the shelves of, let's say, Target or something like that, said, hey, as long as you're coming to town, I'm affiliated with Hopkins. Could you stop by there? And he said, sure, we'll be there in plenty of time. You line it up. You tell me where you want to go. So he got in early yesterday with his two brothers, and they called Hopkins, and they kept this top secret. Faculty didn't know, coaches didn't know, students didn't know who it was. They just knew somebody big was coming, and then the Gronk showed up. That's why that happened.
Okay.
And then in addition to that, he made a contribution of his foundation for $15,000 to Hopkins.
Very cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Thanks, Mike. We knew you'd know that.
Yes.
Well
yes.
Done.
Yeah, I was not being honest last day in the news. So they asked me the same question. And I said, well, he has not decided whether he's going to play next year or retire. And so he wanted to come out here because I simulate Tom Brady as best he can for off-season workouts. So he wanted to come out here and throw with me. And I said, hey, can you stop by Hopkins?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going that is with the truth. We're saying that's why. Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks, Mike.
The news is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.